The Truth News Network.
When you can't tell the players without a scorecard, when men identify as women, white women identify as Native American, rich, privileged Hollywood types protest wealth and privilege by going to jail for abusing wealth and privilege, and no one has the brass to speak the truth, there's always TNN,
the Truth News Network.
And here to throw the lightning is Dan Newman.
After that introduction, I got to be honest with you. I'm all confused. I don't know what's true anymore. But I tell you what we are doing every day is we're finding the truth, doing whatever and everything we can do to drill down and get the truth of every issue that's important to you. We don't report it to you unless we vetted it and know that it's factual. And today we're really going to get into something that is going to disturb a few of you. It's going to upset more than disturb. And it's also going to open some eyes. Obama, President Obama, weaponized foreign aid. He did, folks. Now let's get to the truth. President Trump has been demonized in the latest chapter of the Dump Trump movement for pressuring Ukraine to investigate alleged corruption of former VP Joe Biden and his son. In a telephone call between Mr. Trump and the newly elected president of Ukraine, President Zelensky, the Biden corruption investigation in Ukraine was mentioned. That investigation had been going on for some time, apparently. While Vice President Biden publicly threatened to withhold an approximate $1 billion of U.S. aid to Ukraine unless that prosecutor investigating Biden and his son was fired, Biden gave them just 6 hours to do the firing. They fired the prosecutor, and the relief was released. Democrats have parlayed that phone call into the proverbial straw that broke the camel's back to launch formal impeachment proceedings against the president. It's been a fiasco. Partisan witness one after another have paraded before Representative Adam Schiff's committee to each demean President Trump's Ukraine actions in an effort to build support from Americans sufficient to drive Trump from the White House. The fundamental premise for their actions is the alleged use of U.S. aid to force Ukraine to restart that investigation into the Bidens. Why all the uproar? Well, Democrats' justification, though lame as it is that it is somehow unethical to use foreign aid to pressure foreign countries to do the bidding of America. First, and listen to this, it's not illegal. Secondly, it has been common for president after president, going all the way back to the very first time foreign aid from the U.S. was given. And guess what? Barack Obama used foreign aid multiple times to force countries to subvert to his opinion and policies on various issues. He even weaponized his foreign support for purely social issues that had nothing to do with the U.S. or laws in other nations. Obama's foreign aid blackmail scheme. Here's a term you've probably heard. Quid pro quo. Follow this line. In July of 2015, the eyes of the world were on Africa as President Obama welcomed Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari to the White House. And for the first time as president, Obama visited his father's home country of Kenya. Reports indicated that Buhari and Obama discussed the Islamic terrorist group Boko Haram, as well as possible political and economic reforms for Buhari's struggling country. Similar discussions took place during the Kenya trip. While all seem well on the public front, the reality is that both Buhari's and Obama's visits were used by the White House to promote what Pope Francis called ideological colonization. This agenda was let slip just days before Buhari arrived in Washington, when the U.S. State Department indicated it would push the Nigerian government to redefine marriage. Listen to that again. The U.S. State Department, under Hillary Clinton, indicated it would push the Nigerian government to redefine marriage. According to the newspaper Nigerian Pilot, America's Assistant Secretary of State for African Affairs, that was Linda Thomas Greenfield, told reporters that, quote, as a policy, we will continue to press the government of Nigeria, as well as other governments which have provided legislation that discriminates against the LGBT community. Thomas Greenfield defended the pressure, saying it was not international interference in Nigeria's domestic affairs, which is poppycock, it was, but rather is, quote, very much a work in progress. I think you will agree with me that the law in Nigeria went far in discriminating against this community, but also people who associate with them. So we will continue to press the government, she continued, to press the legislature to change these laws and provide human rights for all Nigerian people, regardless of their sexual orientation. Across Africa, millions of people face starvation every day, war, oppression, poverty, and death due to a lack of essential aid. For decades, the United States has provided many forms of assistance designed to help nations resolve these problems. Under the Obama administration, however, humanitarian aid often came with a price tag, abandoning traditional values, especially those related to contraception, abortion, and marriage. In 2011, Obama issued a memorandum that directed all U.S. embassies worldwide to promote LGBT rights, which he said were, quote, central to the United States' commitment to promoting human rights. He said this, under my administration, agencies engaged abroad have already begun taking action to promote the fundamental human rights of LGBT persons everywhere, he said. That alone, if that's all it was, folks, would be a benign, positive action on the part of one country's government reaching out to another country's government on behalf of people that had been treated wrong. But it wasn't just for that purpose, you will see. That same year, 2011, the administration made aid to Nigeria dependent upon its not enacting the Same-Sex Marriage Prohibition Act. And before she stepped down as Secretary of State, Ms. Clinton compared same-sex relationships to race and sex in a speech that left African leaders furious. Fast forward to 2016. At the U.S.-Africa Leaders Summit in Washington, Obama and Vice President Joe Biden both suggested that Africa's war-torn, impoverished nations could attract economic and development aid from the West by becoming more gay-friendly. This is social engineering at its finest, but it's not limited to redefining marriage. Contraception and abortion policies carefully disguised as family planning are also pushed upon Nigeria, whose citizens have rejected these mandates, which they consider harmful anti-women policies. Family planning. You just heard that phrase mentioned there. Family planning. Does that sound familiar in any way? How about, $500 million a year of taxpayer money being given by the U.S. government to Planned Parenthood for the purposes of facilitating family planning, only to find out that that amount of money is similar to the amount given by Planned Parenthood to various political candidates that support abortion. Think about that. Your tax dollars, basically confiscated by your government for the purposes of family planning, are then turned around and given to political candidates that support, in their campaigning, abortion. Again, this ideological colonization is not limited to Nigeria. During his visit to Kenya, Obama publicly lectured President Uhuru Kenyatta on his nation's laws against same-sex sexual relationships. According to CNN, sexual relationships between males over 14 is illegal and punishable by as many as 14 years in prison in that country, Kenya. Think about this. The Obama administration is the same administration that spent tens of billions of dollars plus substantial political capital on that infamous Iranian deal that Obama put in place with no congressional support, that included virtually no requirements of performance of any kind by Iran. And Iran outwardly supports terrorism and terrorists. And then Obama opened relations with Cuba, despite requiring no political reforms from the Castro dictatorship. African leaders have long opposed Obama's 21st century imperialism, especially religious leaders. Ignatius Kaigama, an archbishop in Nigeria whose diocese is in the heart of the area affected by the terrorist organization Boko Haram, and Bishop Joseph Osei Bonsu of Ghana said they were tired of international pressure to legalize gay marriage. The Nigerian law explains, and this is a quote, "Marriage is between a man and a woman. Even outside of scriptural support, our culture tells us that. Nature tells us that." And despite threats of denial of much-needed aid, he says, Africans will not give in to those demands. He said this, "These are our cultures, and we're not going to compromise over them." Former Population Research Institute Media and Research Coordinator Ann Morse went to Kenya during the Obama administration. An observation she made on Facebook explained a whole lot of what was and still is going on. She said this, "Dear President Obama, please justify why, for every dollar USAID spends on water and sanitation in Kenya, it spends $12 on family planning." Morse noted that she had seen 4 television advertisements for condoms today, but hasn't had a hot shower since Sunday, she said. The worst example of America's New Age imperialism was found in the growing evidence that President Obama purposely withheld aid to fight the terrorist group Boko Haram. While Buhari's predecessor was accused of refusing U.S. aid to fight terrorism, what has been less reported is this, and listen closely to this. The refusal came in part because the United States demanded Nigeria change its law on marriage. That was not reported here in America. Nothing was said about any requirement for that aid for them to change their laws on marriage. But quid pro quo. These accusations aren't just coming from Catholic bishops. A former U.S. congressman, a Pentagon Army spokesperson, a Nigerian official, and the Nigerian ambassador to the United States all confirmed this was the case. To quote Ambassador Adebowale Adefioye in his statement to the Council on Foreign Relations, quote, "The U.S. government has refused to grant Nigeria's request to purchase lethal equipment that would have brought down the terrorists, that's Boko Haram, within a very short time." Nigerian-American Winnie Obiki, a candidate in political communications at the University of Maryland, said she was appalled by the Obama administration's foreign policy objectives for the African continent. "It was ironic," she said, "that a president who passionately apologized for America's 19th and 20th century imperialism adopted a 21st century imperialism toward Africa by forcing nations to change their beliefs on marriage, abortion, and contraception in exchange for basic humanitarian aid," she said. She was then the minority outreach coordinator for the Minnesota for Marriage campaign. "Nigeria and other African nations need humanitarian aid and help fighting terrorist groups like Boko Haram, not the West's declining values," said Obiki. "I urge President Buhari not to compromise traditional values in exchange for foreign aid." In 2009, President Obama, you'll remember, was given a Nobel Peace Prize because many hoped he would lead the world to greater peace and greater security. The world looked in, hoping that he would take action to justify that award. He could have easily done so by setting aside his ideology and focusing on the real aid needed by Nigerians, Kenyans, and many other Africans. As we all know, that did not happen. And why didn't it happen? It had something to do with quid pro quo. We're not done here yet, folks. Sit tight. Back in just a moment with more, and we'll wrap it up at Truth News Network, truthnewsnet.org.
When you're fed up with the nagging heartburn of today's lies, how do you spell relief? TNN,
the Truth News Network.
Dinner, dinner, dinner. Every day you have to think of what's for dinner. Well, now Subway has a solution that is sure to please every person you have to feed for that last meal of the day. It's called Dinner Tonight. Every day after 4 p.m., Subway is offering a Dinner Tonight special, which includes 2 regular 6-inch subs, 2 bags of chips, and 2 21-ounce fountain drinks, all for just $11.99. This offer is available all day long on Sundays. Subway of Kodiak. Eat fresh.
Shop at H&M. Be stylish. Be trendy. With women's clothes and accessories at the best quality and the best prices since 1947. Come to H&M and shop for women's clothing and accessories inspired by the latest fashion trends. Here at H&M, the master of cheap fashion, clothes cost the average price of $21.40.
Wow, that's so cheap and affordable.
I know, right? H&M offers fashion and quality clothing at an affordable price.
So, what are you waiting for? Come shop at H&M today!
Hashtag hot and modern.
As much a part of your day as pants. Dan Newman, TNN.
The Truth News Network.
Oh, as much a part of your day as pants. Pete Moss. He's a consummate professional. He does a great job. I guess that one just came off the top of his head. Well, back to business today, folks. You know, try as I might, I cannot find any way to reconcile the consistent and nonstop hypocrisy of the actions of House Democrats regarding their faux impeachment process to rid Washington and the rest of the nation of Donald Trump. It is unconscionable that they somehow justify their doing so to an alleged demand by President Trump of Ukraine to investigate Biden corruption in Ukraine in exchange for U.S. foreign aid. I'll say this one more time. I'm going to say it softer, so listen closely. Even if the president did just that, it would not have been unusual, illegal, but would have been part of his and that of any other U.S. president duty as American president to honor the 99 treaty between the U.S. and Ukraine to work together to rid each country of corruption of every kind that involved in any way the other's country or members of its government. Have you heard anything about that treaty other than here at Truth News Network? I haven't, but it's full of exactly what that agreement is supposed to look like. If the truth were known, Representative Schiff would probably have wanted to instigate impeachment proceedings against Mr. Trump if he had not restarted corruption investigations by Ukraine in Ukraine as part of that treaty. All of the facts of this story have been in the public domain for some time, yet no one in the lamestream media has made any effort to give you these facts. It's far more palatable for them to continue their nonstop stream of vitriol at this president who refuses to play the deep state DC games to perpetuate the flow of power, control, and money from D.C. to their minions to support their often illegal actions at the expense of who? The American people. Isn't it sad that President Obama was using same-sex marriage and abortion as a bargaining chit for the United States to send money to African nations to buy food, clean water, medical supplies, and to acquire military-grade equipment to destroy the Islamic terrorist organization Boko Haram? Do you remember those several hundred young African girls kidnapped and held by Boko Haram for several years, in which they were enslaved and turned into sex toys of those terrorists? All of those babies' horrors and pain and brutality at the hands of those monsters fall on Barack Obama, who refused to fund measures to obliterate those terrorists. Those young girls would have never been kidnapped or turned into sex slaves. And the U.S. president refused because he demanded those African nations to mirror his values about sex, his values about abortion, and his values about same-sex marriage. And Obama did all that in the name of who? The American people. I don't know which is worse, President Obama doing so or the media hiding what he did and the details for years from the American people. And today's lamestream media are crying to turn what Obama did into something that President Trump did not do. And House Democrats are using the misrepresentations, the lies, and lawlessness to impeach the president, and in doing so, subvert the will of 63 million American voters who voted for Mr. Trump. Mr. Obama's Nobel Peace Prize was a joke and is now a travesty thrust on the world that has destroyed a large number of the African people in the name of political elitism. And the world thinks you and I, folks, supported his doing so. Wow, travesty after travesty in Washington. I bet you can't believe it's happened. but it has happened, and it is happening. We've got our pulse on it. We're digging and finding and bringing it to you every day as we uncover it. So don't miss a day. We'll see you tomorrow right here at Truth News Network, truthnewsnet.org. So long, everybody.
Read all about it. Hear the truth. TNN.
The Truth News Network.